Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Multifamily Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Wolber, and in today's conversation, we hear from Corbin Reitz, the CEO of Reply. Reply is a fast-growing digital marketing company exclusively focused on the multifamily space, and one of my favorite conversations is the founder story. It was really cool to hear Corbin talk about the transition from being on the operator side to the technology side, sharing some of the secret sauce for Reply, how to pronounce Reply, along with some other fun takeaways. This was a really cool conversation, and I hope you enjoy. Let's get into it. Well, Corbin, I'm really excited to have you on the podcast today. Thanks a ton for joining.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'd love to jump right into a story, the transition you took from being in marketing at Cortland to being the CEO and founder of Reply. And I'd love just to start there today.
As you said, I cut my teeth at Cortland, and I actually started out in operations before marketing. I started out as a community manager. I was absolutely terrible at it. Quickly realized that that's not what I was meant to do or had a passion for. So I worked pretty hard to get the attention of the marketing team. After about a year and a half, they moved me down to Atlanta and from Ohio and started out the marketing team. But how I got to the marketing team was, and it goes back to a story I think, I told you about Reply and how we got our name, but I introduced SMS outreach for prospecting and leads. And it was just off a whim. I got my DI to agree to let me use this software that hadn't been approved across the organization yet. And we're going through a renovation and our occupancy was super low because we were doing occupied turns. And it was a lot to come into, but through the SMS outreach and using the tool that I implemented, we got occupancy up record time, smooth occupied renovation. I'd never been in multifamily before, but I knew one thing and I knew how to market. I knew how to get people in the door. So it worked out.
Awesome. And to be clear, that was technology that you'd built?
No, that was that's what sparked the first idea because I'd used the technology in my past life when I was in the hospitality industry. It worked out great. And it's something that I took from that and introduced it into multifamily, and then we started to roll it out across some of the other properties in the Ohio portfolio. And then once corporate got word of it, they're like, no, this has to go through the right channels. So yeah, it wasn't my software. It was third-party software, but a lot has changed with text message marketing since that time. A lot stricter laws.
Totally. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm curious to take the leap from running marketing for a region, let alone a portfolio like Cortland, to doing it on your own and now being really a high growth digital marketing platform from the outside looking in. What did that look like from a confidence and planning standpoint to go from idea or early product market fit to actually stepping into it and going for it on your own?
It was a lot of planning and just a lot of learning the role of a regional marketing manager and understanding what all you're responsible for and how you move the needle as a regional marketing manager. There's a ton of moving parts, and I have so much respect for everybody at the property level, community managers, leasing agents. Like, it's a ton of work. You're on the front lines, but then you get to regional marketing and it's a completely different, it's almost like you're a consultant. You are managing this large portfolio of properties. You have marketing budgets that you need to keep track of, thousands of dollars in advertising spends, and you're solely responsible for making sure that they're getting the right amount of traffic. You're getting them leased up so the sales can, step in and close them. But it was a lot of preparation and understanding all the different facets, not only marketing, but the operation side, the finance side. And when I really started to get comfortable with me making that leap of faith was when I started to study budgets. So I was studying, written a lot of budgets, a lot of marketing budgets, been involved in a lot of operational budgets too, but I just got hundreds and hundreds of budgets together across all the properties and was looking at where there's opportunities. So advertising typically tends to be one of the largest budgets in a marketing budget. Marketing software has pretty pretty good budget. So I studied that. And then after I learned that there was a lot of opportunity in the digital marketing space, because we worked with a lot of vendors, that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this leap of faith because the timing was right.
I know the marketing space pretty well, just based on my background. I've had a chance to get to know you personally and also spend a little bit of time recently actually seeing the product. And digital marketing, to me, at least as a category, is just like an onion that just keeps going and going and going with all of the things you can tackle. But as you know, probably better than I, focus is important, or else you don't really get anything done. And I've never started a company. And I'm curious with the reply, when you started the business, was there a specific challenge or area that you chose to start, knowing that you were hoping to help, you know, demystify advertising or make better sense of marketing budgets for people like yourself at the time?
The problem at hand was time. So time is our biggest resource, most valuable resource. And I had a ton of properties in my portfolio, but I was just inundated with the repetitive tasks. There was no time to be strategic. Somebody would end up leaving, and then you'd get another 20 or 30 properties piled on top of you. And the problem was, is I don't have enough time to actually be strategic while do all of this heavy task work and repetitive tasks of updating specials, getting new photos in, making sure that the romance paragraphs were great. Like all of these little things that add up to the bigger picture. That's how you're marketing your property, and that's what makes it attractive. So when you get one of those things multiplied across 80 properties, it's a problem. It's a challenge. And I had to automate a lot of the things that I did so that I could be strategic. I feel like that was where I found success in my role, and I earned respect in my role. Was a lot of people come up to me and they'd be like, how do you do this? And 50 plus properties and you're making it look easy. I found tools that I could automate a lot of the tedious task work, keep tabs on all of my other properties, and then be strategic with my marketing dollars and make sure that I had a better cost per lead and lease than, you know, everybody else. So that was the problem at hand. And then as my colleagues would go to another company, they'd be like, hey, what'd you use? Can I get that off of you? Can you help me out? And it just was a thing. And I was like, okay, I need to turn this into a business. And that's where I made that leap of faith.
I'm curious, when I talk to founders, there's like these like two buckets I pretty quickly put a founder into, and do not take this as a negative. This is a positive, I assure you. I tend to like get this like first impression from a founder that either you're the sales and marketing guy, you're going to be the person who's evangelizing, spreading the gospel and telling the story, but you have no idea how it's actually working behind the scenes, yep. Or you're really going to be that like tech first evangelist that really understands pain point, and I'm actually going to go be the person who jumps in code and builds out V1, V2 before I scale something. And you strike me as more of that technology first leader, someone who has the chops to be able to do the work. And I think side benefit for you and your team is you can also tell the story pretty darn well too. But I'm curious if that, you know, being the side hustle guy sounds like it turned into a competitive advantage for you because you were finding unique ways to solve challenges, to create automation and all of that stuff. That's a billion-dollar skill set in today's economy. Is that impression correct, that you're really someone who can jump in and actually start making something? Or are you spending most of your time ideating?
Mike, you're nail on the head. it's extremely accurate with that. I actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because in sales calls, I'm like, guys, I'm not a sales guy. So if you like it, you know, would love to have the partnership. If you don't, I'm not going to pressure you. I just want to make sure that we solve your problem. And going into a lot of our sales calls, I listen a lot. I really enjoy solving problems. And I really enjoyed solving my problems at Cortland. And I really enjoyed when people would come to me and ask for advice or help, because I enjoyed creating these processes or these small little tweaks or small little software that we could adopt that would make their lives a little bit easier. I'm definitely on the latter side of things, and I enjoy that. And that's what's been great with starting Reply is I saw a lot of the problems from a single lens of an owner manager, and then starting Reply, I've been able to learn so much about third party and student and senior. And there's so many different styles, and it's cool to see the global problems and then just the third party problems or owner manager problems, and then figuring out how you can solve that globally with software. So I enjoy it. I love that part of the business. But I do, I like sales too, but
I think sales is fun. And I can only assume that sales, when you don't identify as a sales guy, is even more fun because you're truly in it for the relationship, the problem solving, doing the right thing. Granted, people are all after that as well. But if you can kind of remove that agenda, be authentic, and also be someone who's like, hey, what are you up to? Can we help? If not, no problem. There's an authenticity that comes with that I think probably sets you up to be the right person to be in that chair.
I appreciate that. Hey, Cortland, we worked with a lot of different vendors, and I'd say that was another thing that prompted Reply, because I was fortunate to work with them through hypergrowth. They had 100 and some properties, they're like 250 now, but during my time, they were just buying and buying and buying, and then they were testing a lot of different vendors out, software providers. We went through a pilot with the Entrada, but we're a RealPage house. We're looking for the right digital marketing partner. So we went through several agencies, and that's where I was like, this is a lot, and it's very siloed, and it's broken, and there's nothing that really could bring it all together and make it easier for us, for the marketing team, and create consistent data too, so that we can be strategic. So I'd say that was another prompt to Reply and us starting what we did. And, there's a lot of challenges at Cortland that, you know, really fueled starting Reply.
My language buckets for technology in our industry has always been twofold. You're either full stack or you're best in class.
Yeah.
Full stack, you're a company that's probably serving both the prospect and the resident experience. You're a big technology company that has a little bit of everything. You've probably grown through building, through buying, and through strategic alliances. Or you're on the best in class island, where I believe you sit, which is you've picked a specific category, a specific audience, and you're going to go kill it as a specialist. And in my experience, one of the most common objections you get as a best in class technology is integration.
Yep.
And there's just this natural concern that, hey, it's going to work better if we go with the full stack provider. We like you more, but it's just not going to work. And I'm assuming you've experienced that both on the client side now and the technology side. And I'm curious, A, if I'm right, and B, what are you guys doing to attack that head on? What are you doing unique to make sure that integration can be a real thing your clients enjoy and get out of the partnership?
It is something we've experienced. That's the first question that anybody asks is like, do you integrate with this or do you integrate with that? That was my first question in my past life was, well, do you integrate with everything else? And not everything else property management software related, everything else like Google Drive or Box or, Facebook, all these other platforms that you use every day. And it's not necessarily property management specific. And starting Reply, and when we started to build our technology, there was nothing more frustrating than going through the discovery process with a new provider or a new agency. And they're like, oh yeah, well, we can't do that, or we can't push data over here, or no, you don't have access to that. So, that's what has fueled our development and I guess openness to all integrations, where we get along with everybody. We don't hold you hostage for your data. We make sure that everything can talk not only to the property management software, but it can talk to everything else, so that you're not handcuffed and you're able to make decisions from a technology standpoint that allows you to pivot if needed. Like we pivot. Multifamily businesses should be able to pivot too as needed and not be strapped by something that's not able to grow with them.
One of the things that we hear about a ton in the narrative within our industry is that multifamily is a little bit behind, maybe called a laggard industry. Those are not my words. I promise someone else has said that to me. And as part of that, I think any of the conferences that I'll see you at these next couple months, social media, AIM, NAA, I can promise you that a third of the sessions are going to be around trends in other industries and how we can apply those to multifamily. And as the technology on yourself, I'm curious, are there any companies or categories or, you know, industries that you're looking to and seeing room for application, whether it's modernizing the website experience or improving the attribution window with advertising? I'd love to hear your take on industry inspiration.
Yes, we do look at other industries. And my prior history was hospitality, restaurants, nightclubs, and that's where I got the initial inspiration from. But a lot of what we're looking at in following suit in some things is more the e-commerce model. I know we showed you a couple of things that we're developing that's more of that shopping experience, more of that cart experience. So we look a lot to the e-commerce, and we also follow what Google does. Google is such a powerhouse, and you've got to make sure that you're staying in line with them. And I think that keeps you ahead of the curve, is making sure that you're doing what Google is doing and making sure that you're staying ahead of that and setting yourself up, not only from just like an experience standpoint, but also looking at what APIs they're launching, looking at what data they're giving you access to, looking at what they're ingesting as far as data. And I think that tells you a lot of how you need to structure your software and have in your infrastructure, and make sure that you're set up to be able to pipe in certain things or receive certain things as these things come available. So we definitely are looking at the e-commerce, a little bit of the hospitality restaurant. I really like their design aspect and their creativeness. But then as far as user experience, we're all creatures of habit. We're all on Amazon. We're all on Google looking for hotels. So let's not recreate the wheel. Let's just be in line with what people are used to and carry that over to multifamily.
Really cool and refreshing hearing you talk about that. I think that too often in the marketing category, we get caught up only talking about what I can see, what the visual aspects of marketing, because those are the tangible things that we debate. Those are also the qualitative parts about marketing that make it a tough conversation. And it's really cool and refreshing to hear you talking about like the realities of, you know, in today's day and world or today's day and age, like being able to stay competitive oftentimes is going to be your back end and making sure that you're understanding those components. And I think that's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. It's there's a lot of subjective things in marketing. And what we try to do is approach it from a data standpoint, but also there can be subjectiveness in the UX, in the user experience. And the best way that we tackle that is being able to move faster than our competitors and test and show data on these tests to say, hey, thank you for coming into this with an open mind and allowing us to do both. And here's our winner. So this is where we're going to move forward with. And we do that with a lot of our larger clients because we have that large sample. Perfect. And we're able to see what moves the needle. And it's and that's fuels a lot of our innovation because we've got partners that come into it and they have an open mind and they're like, yeah, let's try it out. Let's see what it does. We'll run it for, you know, a 60-day pilot. See how it goes. And then we bake it into a release.
So I believe that being able to move fast while bringing customers along is like the holy grail of a winning combination, especially if you can bring the market along with you. And you've said a few things like really like our write down moments for me with the focus on integration, being comfortable using data to make informed decisions and being able to move swiftly is ultimately something I'm hearing, but your words, not mine, Corbin. Like, do you have any secret sauce? Like, is there something that you think you are doing either on the back end or any kind of DNA elements with your team that you as the founder stand on that really make you be well positioned to be the next like market leader in marketing?
Yes. I think the biggest differentiator, and it's something that we don't really talk about. It's just part of our processes is process and automation. I would consider us an automation, like at our core, not automation company, like process company. We're so process oriented, but a lot of our processes are automated. And that's something that is a competitive advantage to us is we're not, you know, sitting there doing a bunch of data entry. We're not going and copying a bunch of stuff or waiting on somebody to give us stuff for onboarding and implementation. We're going and getting it. We've built tools and software to be able to automate a lot of these processes. I'd say about 75% of our processes for onboarding and implementation are automated. Our job is to make this super easy on our clients right from the start. It's a daunting task, and it was always a daunting task coming into a trialing a new software or bringing on a new vendor. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have a 10-page Excel document that I'm going to have to fill out of stuff that can be retrieved, that it's from, you can find it somewhere. I don't have time to go and get this all for you and bring it back. And then you have 1,000 questions. So our secret sauce is we automate so much, and we've become really, really good at automating these processes so that it's a minimal lift on our clients. And I feel like that sets us up for success. It's that first impression when we bring on a new client and we launch a website or we launch a campaign, it's done in half the time of what they're used to, even more than that, probably shave off 80% of the onboarding implementation timelines. And then it's just smooth. So we've really focused heavily on the onboarding implementation. And then second would be transparency. So we give we're fully transparent on what that process looks like. We're fully transparent with your data. We're fully transparent with every single thing. It's one of our core values, full transparency at all costs. And I think that's our secret sauce.
I love that. And I think the outcome there for your customer is automation sounds cool, but if you're easy to work with and you're fast to an outcome, that's something that's tangible for someone who's been here before, who's implemented websites, who's pivoting ad spend every day, week, or month. That all sounds amazing.
And it's not, we don't automate the whole process.
Sure.
We automate the processes and the tasks that you should automate so that we can be, our team's able to be strategic, focus on the things that matter rather than, you know, just tedious task entry or pulling floor plan images, all of the stuff that everybody hates. We've found a way to automate all of that. And in return, it's made it easier on our clients and quicker to onboard.
Looking at what's going on in the industry right now, I'd say we're in sales kickoff season, and yep, we're also in product roadmap season, kind of telling the good news internally of what's next and why we're going to win this year. And I don't want to put you on the spot if you're not comfortable sharing, but is there anything exciting that you and the team are either working on, thinking about, or looking at over the next, you know, couple seasons that you think are going to be impactful for the team or for the market?
For the past couple of years, we've been working on our platform, MultiHub, and it's been in beta for the past year, and finally launching that first version here this quarter. I'll say it in few amount of words as possible, but essentially the Shopify for multifamily. So if anybody's used Shopify, a similar case, but in multifamily, there's a lot of moving parts, and there's some technology that's hard to integrate with. So I feel like that's why there's nothing in Shopify that integrates with our systems and property management, because it's a lot of hard things to integrate with. But Shopify for multifamily, that's essentially what MultiHub is.
I think one of the things, you know, probably way better than I do, is that the consumer that clients in our industry are working with are used to being on Shopify websites all day.
Yes.
And when they come to a multifamily apartment website, it's the one experience that's just different, whether it's nav structure or the process, it goes from searching to qualifying to actually being interested in buying.
Yes.
And if you can replicate an experience that someone's used to, my belief is that you get to the better outcome faster.
Fully agree. 100%. So that's what we're bringing to the table, you know, not only from a front-end user experiences as the prospective resident, but also to the ability for the regional marketing teams, the marketing managers, the property managers, to be able to manage all of this from one centralized backend, spin up their websites from one backend, spin up their advertising campaigns from one backend, manage it all, submit a special offer, and it goes out to everything that you've got rather than having to hop between platforms and update it in 30 different places. So really one centralized backend that's focused on marketing, not focused on property management, because that's what the property management software companies do well. The CRM companies do lead management very well. Our backend does digital marketing for multifamily really well.
And that's awesome. Let's end on that note. I'm curious if you're ending or looking for any specific roles right now. Recruiting has been a super big challenge in this climate, and I come with zero recruiting fees. And I'm curious if there's any roles you need help amplify for you, not just on the pod, but just in my personal network over the next couple of months.
Customer success, client success. So we put a huge emphasis on our customers and our clients, very customer centric. So we're looking for customer success, making sure that they can be the voice of the customer so that we can get that feedback and move quickly. Like we said, if there's anything that we need to do or need to make changes on or test, we're able to have that direct line of contact and feedback pivot. So customer success, if you know anybody.
Okay, sounds good. Well, hey, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for me before we wrap up today?
What's some new things going on in Rent Dynamics?
It's funny hearing you say voice of customer. We launched a product in beta around Q3 of last year, timed with NAA Apartmentalize. And it's been a really fun process to deploy like true AI machine learning that's, you know, transcribing every phone call and email into a text platform that we can then mine out insight in a matter of seconds. And I'd say that's like one of the biggest focuses for us right now, is really turning that into a real-time actionable insight platform so that we can help a customer understand when there's about to be risk on site before it's risk, whether that's negative sentiment from a resident or even really helping automate things like secret shopping, which is still something that you're paying individuals to come call or walk your properties, where we think we can do that at scale. And so I'd say on the marketing suite, it's definitely like stabilizing and launching VOC, voice of customer. And then on the Rent Plus side, I think we're really excited about our most recent acquisition. It's called the Advantage Program. We're helping residents establish and improve credit with Rent Plus. And when they're ready to go buy their first home, we'll connect them with an agent at Keller Williams. And Keller Williams is actually cutting their commission in half to actually give some money towards closing costs for the resident, which really powerful way to actually get rid of this like narrative of the big bad landlord. So we're really excited about that.
I love that. You guys are doing something right, because I was on a call the other day and the voice of customer came up, and a client was extremely happy with that and super impressed. And she's like, "We look at this every single day, every week." And I know that we're talking to, about getting into that with you guys. So I'm super excited to learn more, and I appreciate you letting us know about it and being in on the secret.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I'll make sure to link to your website in case anyone's learned more about Reply, not Reply. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you, Corbin, whether it's learning about the technology or your story personally, what's the best way for someone to get in touch?
Yeah, please reach out, Corbin@reply360.com, or add me on LinkedIn. I love chatting with people, understanding what they do, new technologies out there, maybe want to integrate with. So reach out on LinkedIn. Would love to connect. And that'd be perfect.
Okay. Well, thanks a ton, man. I'll see you here in a couple weeks in Napa.
Awesome. Sounds good. Ready for some wine.